The woman never goes by the same name. She never stays in the same place too long. She never ages. She never dies. But those around her do. This is British novelist Susan Barker's fourth book. It's called Old Soul. It's a work of highbrow horror, beautiful and terrifying. The story takes us around the world, through the decades, and slowly reveals who and what this enigmatic and chilling woman is. Here's our What We're Reading conversation with Susan Barker. Getting into the book, two strangers learn that people they've both recently lost were involved with an enigmatic woman shortly before their deaths. One of these strangers, Jake, begins an investigation that will take him around the world and discover truly chilling and terrifying things about the woman, this nameless person who we will call the woman. What sparked the idea for Old Soul?
So I had been living in China for several years and researching my last book, The Incarnations, which is set in China. And I'd returned to England in 2015. And that void had opened up in my life where I didn't have a project or book to work on. And one evening I went to the cinema and I saw a horror film called It Follows. It's written and directed by David Robert Mitchell. And it's about a curse that's passed amongst a group of teenagers. Mm. And they're stalked to death by this entity. And I think the film kind of appealed to me on every level. Like, it was visually stunning, emotionally moving, and also really terrifying. And I think it was the first spark of inspiration that I would lean explicitly into the horror genre and write a book about a curse that sort of moves about from person to person across history and around the world.
Right. Now, horror isn't really a genre for everyone, but I'm curious, yeah, what's your take on the people who do, you know, really enjoy this genre? What do you think is the draw to them?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. When horror is really effective, it's quite terrifying, and that can be quite a discomforting emotion. But I think for people that really like horror, there's something exhilarating and cathartic about being scared and experiencing vicariously these horrifying scenarios that you're not, hopefully won't ever experience in your own life, like being chased by an axe murderer or having a poltergeist throw things around your room. I think it's a really imaginative way. And I think watching horror is also, or reading horror, can also be quite a visceral experience. It's a bodily experience.
The woman is your antagonist in this story. How does having a woman in this role work with or against the genre?
I really wanted to have a female monster at the heart of Old Soul, partly because I'm interested in like the psychology of evil and why people do bad things, but from a feminist perspective, the woman herself is not a feminist because she's very solipsistic. She's only concerned with her own survival. And, you know, a feminist is interested in, you know, improving the situation of all women. But I think there might be something feminist about having a female monster that so strongly rejects the conventional values that women are supposed to conform to. For example, being nurturing and maternal and empathetic and kind. I think there's something interesting in her rejection of those values. And I think what horror does is it offers a way of exaggerating our own fears.
This is What We're Reading, and we're talking with writer Susan Barker. Her new book is Old Soul. It's a riveting literary horror novel about an enigmatic and inescapable woman who is the embodiment of a curse. And Susan, because the woman leaves broken souls across the planet and across the decades, what kind of work went into researching and preparing for Old Soul?
So it took me 8 years to write Old Soul, and it involved a lot of research because there's a lot of different testimonies, and they're all set in different places. There's one set in Japan, one set in New Mexico, in 80s New York, and the former Eastern Bloc. So for each setting, I had to research, the landscape or the historical context. Old Seoul also has a lot of artist characters, and there's a painter, a sculptor, an experimental dancer in Japan. So I had to sort of research the art form and the creative process for each one. So really, I think I started with the research, and that kind of led me to the stories I wanted to tell, or ideas for stories I wanted to tell sort of surfaced from the research.
I'm glad that you mentioned art because I noticed that art is a theme that runs through the story. You just mentioned the painter and the dancer, the sculptor in the story, and the woman herself was an artist, and photography kind of plays a role in it in this story. Can you speak to this, the role that art plays generally in this rather dark story?
One of the themes of the book, obviously, is mortality. And when I started to write the book, I read a non-fiction book by a writer called Ernest Becker called The Denial of Death. It was published in, I think, 1973, and won the Pulitzer for non-fiction. And it's about how all human activities sublimated fear of death, how all human activity is really about wanting to make your mark or leave a legacy, be that having children or acquiring some kind of status, or making art and contributing that way. So I was interested in art in that respect, especially with Theo. Like, she's the character the woman meets at the end of the book, and she's determined to make great art. But the woman is also afraid of death, but her fear is very much on the surface, and it sort of motivates her in what she does. But on a personal level, I'm a writer, and it's a very kind of like inward, introverted kind of art form. And I've done artist residencies before, and I've always been really envious and admiring of visual artists, sculptors, and painters who, their art is much more immediate, and their artistic process is much more physical than writing. And I think I just wanted to vicariously experience being a visual artist, and one way of doing that is just describing their artistic process in my own fiction.
I read that you have a Spotify playlist you created of songs that helped inspire Old Soul. Can you talk about what music does for your writing process?
If I'm listening to a really strong piece of music, for example, I really like, I'm probably going to mangle the pronunciation of this, Fratres by Arvo Pärt. I think, like, it evokes an emotional state in me, and maybe a deep sense of melancholy or some heightened emotion anyway. And it sort of transfers to the writing when I sit down to write, or helps me think about the book and what I'm writing.
Susan Barker is the author of Old Soul. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, and here's a little of Susan's inspiration music by Arvo Pärt.